Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Walgreens Boots Alliance trades for $20.69 per share. Right now, is Walgreens stock a smart buy? That's the big question we're tackling today. In this video, we're going to dive deep into a fundamental analysis of Walgreens stock ticker WBA. We'll use a checklist of Warren Buffett's most important financial numbers, compare the stock against competitors, and then figure out three different prices to really understand what Walgreens is worth in the market. Stay with me until the end because our final fair value and rating might just surprise you. And there's more. I'll share a special bonus that could be the deciding factor when adding Walgreens stock to your portfolio. So is this possibly a great chance to make money? Let's find out together. The last year, going back to March 2023, has been very rough on the business. Their stock price is down 37%. This comes even as the S&P 500 is up more than 30% at the same time. In the last 5 years, Walgreens fares even worse. Their stock price is down 61.5%. In the last decade, they're also down 68%. They're really underperforming the market since the middle of 2017. When we go back all the way before the global financial crisis, Walgreens stock is cut in half. They're down 50% in the last couple of decades. This is surprising because the company was really neck and neck with the market until 2017. We'll look at their fundamentals and try to figure out from their financials what changed. Walgreens was closing in on becoming a dividend king until recently. They had grown their dividends for 47 years in a row before announcing a 48% dividend cut at the beginning of 2024. This dividend aristocrat is no more, and what was slated to be an 8.2% dividend yield now is still a market-beating 4.1% yield. Today, this fallen dividend aristocrat trades just a dollar above its 52-week low, which is down $16 from their 52-week high. And how big is Walgreens? While they only have a market cap of $18 billion, the company uses a lot of debt, so they have an enterprise value of $60 billion. You're probably familiar with Walgreens, but what does the company really do? Walgreens Boots Alliance is one of the largest retail pharmacy chains in the United States, with over 85,000 locations. Nearly three-quarters of Americans live within 5 miles of a Walgreens. Roughly two-thirds of revenue is generated from prescription drug sales. Walgreens makes up 20% of total prescription revenue in the United States. Walgreens also generates sales from retail products that include general wellness, consumables, and its own branded merchandise, European drug wholesale, and healthcare. Walgreens creates an omnichannel experience for patients, with more locations incorporating additional services like Health Corner and Village Medical. It ultimately wants to be a one-stop healthcare provider. Getting started with the Select 6 analysis, in metric number 1, we want their average returns on capital to be above 14%. This is because over the long run, a stock is likely to perform as well as its underlying business. The average company earns 7% returns on capital, so when we look for an average that's double this, we can build in margin of safety based on the quality of the business. Walgreens returns have decreased over this time. Things have been bad in the last couple of years after briefly rebounding following the pandemic. In 2023, the company earned just 3.5% returns on capital, and averaged out in the last 5 years, they earned 6.5% returns. That's just about in line with being an average business, and this is an X on our first metric. In our second metric, we want to see growth in their sales, earnings, and free cash flows. Simply put, it's harder to make mistakes investing into a growing company. They've grown their sales to $142 billion in their last 12 months, which is up from $120 million in 2019. However, their profits haven't had the same growth. Together, pharmacy retailers Walgreens and CVS have agreed to pay $17.3 billion in opioid settlements. This hit Walgreens' bottom line in a big way in the last year and a half alone. With this legal settlement, their net incomes are negative and their free cash flows are just barely getting by. This includes legal settlements of $7.5 billion in the last year alone and a $3.9 billion change in their other operating activities. That hits Walgreens hard, and it's an X on metric number two. In our third metric, we want to look at Walgreens from the view of an individual shareholder. This means, despite the fact that the company's bought back 6.5% of their shares in the last 5 years alone, their earnings per share are down. While they were positive in these other 4 years, it's an X on metric number three. Can Walgreens do better and pick things up? We'll see. Next, we want something similar but even more important. Here, we want to see free cash flow per share growth. Free cash flows are the lifeblood of any business, and ultimately, it's how most assets are valued. Walgreens had positive free cash flows in each of their last five fiscal years, but these fell off a cliff in 2023. In their last 12 months, because of these charges and these settlements, their free cash flows are also negative, so they're in a very similar position to their earnings. This means it's yet another X on metric number four, and we're still looking through our first check through four metrics. But before we look at the company's balance sheet and try to figure out what they're worth, why don't we check in on our bonus? Right now, Walgreens pays a 4.2% dividend yield after having that slashed at the beginning of 2024. Even with their dividend cuts, are their recent dividend payments supported? We want these dividends to be covered by their free cash flows, and this was the case in four of the last 5 years. Walgreens was doing pretty strong with their free cash flows up until 2021. Then things took a big hit. Their free cash flows fell in half from 2021 until 2022. At the same time, the company kept raising their dividends, as they were really aiming for that dividend king status. Still, that almost 50-year run came to an end in 2024 as the company had that 48% dividend cut. This followed after two back-to-back years of poor cash flows, and it doesn't look like the company's anticipating a return to previous numbers quite so soon. Still, even with their dividend cut, they're not fully covered by their cash flows today. Walgreens needs to get back to prior profits if they're going to be able to continue paying out these dividends, let alone buying back their shares. Because of that, it's an X on our bonus. You want to watch out how the company's returning capital to shareholders, especially as it's trying to straighten things out. Now, in recessions, it's businesses with too much debt that can have the biggest losses and go bankrupt. You don't want to invest into broke companies. So we want Walgreens' net debt to be below the sum of their free cash flows in their last 5 years. Walgreens took on a lot of debt in their fiscal 2020, and since then they've been paying this down somewhat. They've more or less kept a stable level of debt from 2021 onward. Today, their debt comes in at $33.9 billion, and in the last 5 years, they've only brought in $14.5 billion of free cash flow. It doesn't look like they can fully support their debt. Keep in mind, as a retailer, their net leases may be included in this figure that would make it look worse than it would for some other companies. That's something you can learn more about by diving into their 10K. Still, it's another X here on metric number five. Even with a rough go of things, Walgreens isn't worth nothing, right? That's what we'll try to figure out as we get into our three valuations. Moving on to metric number six, which serves as their first valuation, we want Walgreens' average free cash flow divided by their enterprise value to give us a yield above 5%. This is roughly what the stock market historically trades at. So today, Walgreens has an enterprise value of $60.5 billion. This combines their market cap and their net debt to look at Walgreens more like a private company. Over the last 5 years and an average year, Walgreens brings in $2.9 billion of free cash flow. When that's divided by their enterprise value, it gives us a 4.8% average free cash flow yield. That's better than the 10-year treasury, but just very slightly below the market average. Currently, Walgreens consumed cash in their last 12 months. This means they have negative free cash flows and a negative free cash flow yield. This means it's an X, and Walgreens Boots has gone 0-6 on the Select 6 analysis. But you're going to want to see our next two valuation metrics, because even though Walgreens is going through a rough spot, it probably isn't worth nothing. Our second valuation brings us to use a DCF model. This allows us to take an average of Walgreens' free cash flows in their last couple of years and then grow them into the future using historical assumptions. If we assume that Walgreens grows their average last 3 years of free cash flow by 2% annually in each of the next 10 years, and then assume in the following decade that that growth is flat and they keep the same amount of free cash flow, if we want a market beating 15% rate of return, which is what Warren Buffett is looking for, then a discounted cash flow model says that Walgreens is worth around $17.50 based on today's valuations. There are some key points to keep in mind, including Walgreens' low amount of business predictability in their past. The company also trades at historic lows for their price-to-sales ratio, but their sales isn't the big thing. Remember that right now they have negative free cash flows. If we look at another metric favored by Buffett, price-to-owner earnings, Walgreens does look like it's overvalued compared to where it's been at historically. But again, this is just one metric and you want to take things all together. So Walgreens looks split on some of these valuations. Our third estimate comes from Walgreens' GF value, which today is around $43 per share. This would imply Walgreens is more than 50% undervalued. But we still need to put this together with their other values. On some of these other valuation metrics, if Walgreens can get back to profitability, it actually looks like it's trading pretty cheap. The company strikes out, however, with its tangible assets, which based on those today, most of them are negative. So an investment in this company really bets on the fact that they can return to make money even despite their legal litigation. Now, so far, we've covered most of the numbers Warren Buffett cares about, but it's the qualities of a company that are even more important to him. Let's learn what these qualities are for Walgreens before we compare the company to competitors and then give them their final rating and value at the end of the video. We're going to start with a long thesis first. Number one, Walgreens is one of the largest domestic retail pharmacy chains with around 8,800 U.S. locations. Over 3/4 of Americans live within 5 miles of a Walgreens. Number two, by acquiring primary, urgent, and special care businesses, as well as post-acute care services, Walgreens is making its offerings more comprehensive and positioning itself to tap into more of a patient's health journey. Number three, adding services like Village Medical and Health Corner to a Walgreens location brings more people into the store and possibly creates synergies. But it's not all positives for the business. Let's look at a short thesis as well. Number one, the confluence of reimbursement, pricing pressure in the retail pharmacy, and tough general retail store conditions has diminished profitability and return on capital. Number two, as more mail-order pharmacies enter the market and patients get their medications delivered, there will be likely less traffic in Walgreens stores. This acts as a headwind for its retail business. Number three, Walgreens could struggle to incorporate its new U.S. healthcare business. It may fail to fully materialize the synergies between its U.S. healthcare and retail pharmacy operations. Now, how does Walgreens stack up to its competitors? When comparing Walgreens to other healthcare providers and services, the company most similar to it is CVS Health. We'll also look at Cigna, McKesson, and Humana. As we can see by how these stack up, Walgreens actually looks pretty comparable based on their sales, but it seems like the company is getting valued at a discount for both their earnings and their free cash flows, as these are projected for CVS, and it looks like this is the lowest among any other healthcare provider or service. Overall, Walgreens seems to trade at a lower valuation than the general group. Today, only one super investor, John Rogers, has Walgreens as part of his portfolio. This makes up 2% of the Ariel Appreciation Fund. He's added to the company recently, but it's down 50% from where he first bought in. Now, this far in our fundamental stock analysis of Walgreens Boots Alliance, stock ticker WBA, unfortunately, we learned the company goes 0-for-6 on the Select 6 analysis. It looks like Walgreens has increasing competitive pressures in recent years. This comes at the same time that they're really getting hit hard by legal settlements. This has really crushed the company's recent profitability. While they do historically trade very cheaply compared to their overall sales, the company needs to get back to making more money for this truly to be justified. Still, not all hope is lost for Walgreens, and their stock has really been punished in the market, maybe even too far. Remember, this analysis is not financial advice. It's not a buy or sell recommendation of any security. Fair value is a range, and you need to make the decision that makes sense for you. Right now, based on the company's numbers, their business qualities, and how they compare to peers, it looks like a fair value for the business is around $27 per share. That's above today's stock price and $2 above their street target price of $25 per share. Based on that fair value, Walgreens may look undervalued. If you want to learn about more opportunities in the market, watch the next video and sign up for our investing tools to make requests, track more than 44 stocks, and get exclusive bonus coverage.